I'm Ivailo Popov from Bulgaria. I work for Zazemyata, Friends of the Earth Bulgaria. My main topic is food and agriculture, and we had been campaigning for years against some issues, for example, concentration of agriculture, land grabbing, GMOs, and we have also positive campaigns, like we working on short food supply chains, like CSA, farmer markets. And we are here to represent our struggles and, of course, to meet some people, to have some inspiration, new ideas, and to talk to the colleagues that we work on a daily basis. I think the main issue for Bulgarian food and agriculture is related to our heritage, because in the past and during the communist regime, our small farmers disappeared. Everything was concentrated in the state business. So after the communist regime fell down, we had to start from the beginning building the food system. And unfortunately, because of the international conditions, the laws we have in Europe, in Bulgaria, it's encouraging more industrial agriculture. But also there are a lot of people that raise this problem with a declining quality of food, less access to good food. So there is a strong movement that is popping up in Bulgaria. And for example, we can see the last several years that there were a lot of farmer markets, food cooperatives, shops of farmers that are opening around the cities. And the people are very happy, and all the society is actually supporting it. It includes also some politicians, it includes the social movement, the environmental movement, and normal people, because actually everybody wants better food. There are several crucial things. Of course, we have to continue to have campaigns against some aspects, for example, agrochemicals or GMOs or whatever. But I think it's very crucial to have more and more positive campaigns showing farmers that are growing successfully food without using the agri-industry methods, to develop more and more this chain, this connection between farmers and consumers. And so giving more and more positive examples, and stop repeating the words that actually we need more productivity, and it's only possible through agri-industry, because there are enough scientific evidence and there is a lot of practical experience that actually the small farmers are competitive. They can produce a lot of food. The problem is that the political system and the system in general, the economical system, is not designed to help them. It's designed to help the big business.